Leroy Bieber, Stay, 194-710. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Yeah. I play House in the Morning, 194 Relationship Ref, Mailbag on the next little while, and Pick Your Purse at 750. Dial zero, call. You can always suggest recipients of these online on the Playhouse page at 194.com. If you go to 194.com, you'll see a little slider there that says Be on the Playhouse. You click that for any of the segments and go ahead and tell us why you think you should be part of it there. But Brian did just that, and he says, hoping you can have some fun with my wife, Kathy. We just welcomed our twins to the world about a month ago. Hooray! And people have been giving her and I a hard time about the spelling we chose. Here's the thing, though. One of them is named after me. It's my name. It's spelled like me. I feel like this is right up your alley.
I'm a total zero, baby. I'm a total zero.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kathy?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hi, Kathy. My name's Robert. I'm with the Social Security Administration.
Oh, okay. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm calling about the registration we received regarding the names of your new children.
Oh, right, yes. Okay, the birth registrations. We did that at the hospital. Did we forget something? It's kind of been busy around here with two newborns, you know?
Well, you having twins means twice as much work for me, too, so I guess I know what you mean.
Yeah, I guess so. What is this call about?
All right, when you had your twins, you or your husband filled out lots of documents with information for the government and to register them and everything, correct?
Yes.
And part of that was registering your baby's names with the Social Security Administration.
Right. Do we miss something?
Well, I do have the forms in front of me here, and everything looks complete.
Okay, good.
So the reason I'm calling is because you do have 30 days after the day of birth to change your baby's names, if you wish.
Okay.
So if you wanted to select different names for your children, you would only have, it looks like, 3 more days to do that.
Oh, okay. No, we're happy with the names of our babies, so we're good. Thank you.
And you have one boy and one girl, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And the boy is Brian Cameron.
That's right.
And you opted to go for Brian with a Y in the middle.
Yes.
And I noticed you went with Cameron with a K.
Yes. Is there some kind of problem?
And this isn't a misprint. You did intend to do that?
Yes. Yes, we did.
All right. So full disclosure, we're having some problems in the office with names these days. Some of these alternate spellings are getting out of hand. So just for reference, I wanted to make sure you understood. Like Brian, for example, usually spelled B-R-I-A-N. There's no Y's, generally speaking.
Yeah, okay, I'm aware of that, but my husband's name is Brian with a Y, and my son is named after his father, so that's what it is.
See, but now that's where we're headed as a society. We're now in the second and third generation of these ridiculous names.
Brian with a Y is not a crazy spelling.
Okay, but what about Cameron with a K? What is that?
Okay, hold on. What's this about? I mean, we can name our kids whatever we want, and we can spell them however we want.
And what about the other twin, the daughter?
What about her?
So Jordan, but you put a Y in that too?
Yes.
And the middle name's Amy, but you spelled that different too. A-M-E-E?
Yes, that's right. You have a problem with that?
It doesn't really matter because after this phone call, I will never see or think of your family again. But I think as a person, I feel like I have to tell you, I think your kids are going to have a better life if we change this to the proper spelling.
We are very happy with the names we chose for our kids. Thank you very much.
Okay, but you have 3 days left, like 2.5, to change your mind.
Yeah, no thank you.
I gotta tell you, I've worked in this office almost 20 years now, and I it's every day I come in here and I just go through my paperwork. I'm like, what happened to good old American names, you know?
I don't know.
What's next? Hashtags, numbers, exclamation points?
I don't know. You know, I just know we're happy with the names we gave our twins. And I really have to go now. That's it, right?
Before you go, it'll take me seconds to fix this in my computer. I can change Brian, put an I in there right now.
No. Do not touch my kid's name.
All right, I'm just going to hit enter, and it's done. He's Brian with an I.
No!
All right, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and change Jordan to Lisa.
Stop this right now. This is not right. I need to know your name. What's your name?
Oh, you want to know my name?
Yes, what's your name?
Ironically enough, I also have kind of an untraditional name. They call me Zero.
Wait, what?
It's Zero from the Y94 Morning Playhouse. Your husband actually reached out. He wanted us to have a little fun with you.
Oh, my. This is Brian's idea? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, whoa.
Are you okay? I actually wanted to end it about 30 seconds earlier because you actually seemed pretty upset.
No. This is the radio. It's all good. I mean, you guys do this all the time. You guys are crazy.
Well, for the record, I love your kids' names. I think they're adorable. Congratulations. I actually like, we're partial to the letter Y around here, so I like that you added those in there on both Brian and Jordan. And Kathy, I'm guessing that's with a Y too?
Yes, it's Kathy with a Y. Oh, I'm going to kill him.
I'm a total zero.